to talk about. Michael Mosman, Seattle, fourth, right? Did you end up fourth?
Yes, right, fourth place.
Right. How you feeling about it?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good about it. My best finish ever. Yeah. And really just to get some momentum under me. It's been good. Like, just to have a whole solid moto. And now I know what I'm capable of. And I know I'm capable of more. So it's definitely exciting to get that.
You were catching Jimmy D there for a little bit. Saw the podium.
Yeah.
Was it like, well, this is my best spot? Or was it like, I want that podium?
It was a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
It was like, dang, podium, like, that bonus is nice.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, dang, best finish, though, like, yeah. How much am I willing to risk?
Yeah.
And I was like, I wanted it, you know, but, I got in with some lappers a few times and just made a few mistakes, lost some steam at the middle part, and then kind of gathered it back, towards the end and made a run at it, but, Jimmy D rode great, and pretty pleased.
How weird is it? This is your best night when you literally hit the dirt three times in qualifying. You must have been like, I'm done. This track sucks. I hate these whoops. They were eating you up. Even the crash that wasn't in the whoops seemed like you were looking at the whoops when you washed out.
Yeah. No, for sure. Like, that first practice was rough. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was like, dude, I don't know if I'm all right. Like, my innards, like, I was, honestly, I got off the main, and I was like, should I go to Asterix and, like, get my innards checked out? Like, because my stomach, dude, I'm still catching my breath. Like, yeah. I knocked the wind on myself, like, worst I ever had.
Was that the third crash?
That was crash number three.
Yeah.
Gosh, but, just to turn that around is pretty incredible. I'm kind of blown away and, like, whoa, like, that just happened, and it's like a weird mix of emotions because my body hurts so bad, but, like, I did well. It's like,
that happens a lot. You show up sick, there's no pressure, and you have your best race. I mean, it's kind of, the pressure was off at that point. You're like, oh, God, what a waste of a night. Exactly. You're a factory rider. There's always going to be some pressure. But how relieved were you when there was actually a jumping line in those whoops as the night went on?
Very relieved.
Yeah.
Very relieved.
Yeah.
Oh, when I saw it, I was like, heck yeah, like, sweet. Because, man, those whoops are eating me alive. I just couldn't figure them out. And, dude, the very first practice before I had the big crashes, dude, I was ripping them. Like, I was, like, one of the better guys in them. And then just, like, had those crashes, and it spooked me.
Yeah.
And couldn't really gather myself to put it in there as hard as I was. So
I raced my whole life. I don't know what it's like to click fourth and go through something like that. You know, like,
yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. How big is this moving forward? I mean, you said, like, you see what you're capable of.
How big is it moving forward? I think it's as big as I make it, really. But I think just the future will tell.
Yeah.
Wait a waffle. It is big. It is big.
Yeah.
You know, I believe, like, I know I can run up with those guys.
Yeah.
You know, I know I can do it. And so, I wouldn't be surprised to see better finishes out of me going forward.
Nice. I mean, two or three races left now, and it's a good time to do it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And even building confidence for outdoors.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it makes a difference. It's like, to line up with those guys and be like, oh, yeah, you know, I got him. You know?
Yeah.
Or, I can run with him, no problem.
Yep.
Versus like, oh, man, that's so-and-so. You know what I mean? It's different. So
it's amazing how much we put ourselves in a place when we go up to the line and look down the line and, like, you really do. You kind of like, okay, I got him. Oh, I'm a little worried about him. Mm-hmm. And it ends up working out that way a lot of times.
Yeah. So
it's something you got to get over at your level, especially.
100%. Yeah. 100%. And, you know, we have video, and, like, I ride with top guys during the week, you know, like Marv and these guys. And it's like, oh, sometimes I ride and I'm half a second off them. And, like, and it's just insane. And it's like, man, I just need to do that on the weekends. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so there's different areas that, you know, I can build confidence and stuff. And but, you know, even Dartfish, like, overlapping different guys. Like, I remember Oakland, like, I was, like, ahead of AC until, like, the last rhythm section. I messed it up, and he got the faster lap time by, like, 4 tenths. But it was still like, oh, man, dude, I can do it. Like, I was there. Come on, that was AC. You know,
we didn't
I mean?
Have Dartfish growing up.
No. Yeah, that's good.
I appreciate you talking to us. Congrats on the race.
Thank you. Thank you.